Welcome to Positively Unconstitutional. I'm your host, Phil Paz Derrick, and you're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where the truth is spoken. Today's show's for July the 3rd, 2010. I'm coming to you live from my home here in North Texas, where we've got a couple of days of much-needed rain. It's overcast and unseasonably cool for this 4th of July weekend. And as always, I want to thank all the good folks here at the Republic Broadcasting Network who provide me with this outlet for my thoughts and put me in touch with many like-minded individuals. I want to thank the producer of today's show, Matt. And I particularly want to thank my listeners who each week send me more information that could be assimilated by a team of 10 men. I want to thank the hosts of the shows that immediately precede our show and immediately follow Positively Unconstitutional. I want to thank Darren Weeks of Govern America and Todd McGreevy of Common Sense Revisited. And then I want to give a shout-out to my good friends Rob Gray and Jared Atkinson of the American Open Currency Standard and the AU Trading Post here in Dallas, respectively. And thanks for bringing us back asset-based currency with which we can extinguish our debts. With all that said, let's get to today's show. As usual, you know, I've done a lot of reading and looking at emails that my listeners have sent in. And this week I was particularly fascinated by an article one of my listeners sent me called Slave Speak by Frederick Mann. And I want to make sure to give credit to the author, as this is copyrighted material that was written in 1977. And everyone, you go out there, just, you know, Google Slave Speak. It'll take you to a site called www.buildfreedom.com if you want to read the entire article. I think it's about 60 pages long. You know, it probably takes a little over an hour to read. And wow. I mean, just, that's all I can say. Wow, I was just blown away. And to find out, you know, that words are the most deadliest and most effective weapons that the powers that be use against us. They're more devastating than nuclear weapons because, in the words of Robert Anton Wilson, language creates spooks that get into our heads and hypnotize us. And that, again, that's a quote by Robert Anton Wilson. That was from the introduction of Christopher Hyatt's book, The Tree of Lies. And I was totally just absolutely blown away to discover that there are certain words that are simply lies, which we accept as truth without any analysis whatsoever. And these single lie words are some of the most powerful weapons that are being used against us by the powers that be to subjugate, control, and dominate the people of the world for their own selfish ends. Yep, that's what we're dealing with. The powers that be have tamed us with words. Think about it. When was the last time that, you know, someone threatened you with a gun? That someone, you know, twisted your arm and forced you into a jail cell or into a police car? To me, you know, the answer to that is never. And yet, with a simple word on a piece of paper, we're controlled. We're subjugated. We're dominated by the powers that be. I've also been watching a series of films which were made by the BBC, which are called The Century of the Self. Now, The Century of the Self is a four-hour-long series that investigates how propaganda has been, you know, taken out of wartime and it's been renamed.
Stay tuned for a million-bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactive works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactive Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactive's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective, it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll-free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
Today in America, you are facing threats of bank holidays, currency devaluation, confiscation of funds by lawyers and various government entities. We at Panama Legal, offshore law firm based in Guatemala, have offshore solutions. For instance, we can form an anonymous Hong Kong corporation for you, get you a bank account, a $1 trillion Hong Kong bank that'll let you own 10 different currencies in your account. If one or two currencies go down, the others will go up. You'll have no Hong Kong taxes, strong bank secrecies, no tax treaty with the USA, no need to go to Hong Kong. Access your funds online from anywhere in the world, and you can even get an anonymous Visa card without your name on it or in the script through us. So come visit us at panamalaw.org. That's panamalaw.org. And you can chat with us on Skype or use our encrypted chat and discuss your needs. Thank you.
Attention all business owners. Save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences. It's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
And welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. This is our show for July 3rd, 2010, on this beautiful July 4th weekend. And sorry about that, going into the break there, I missed my cue and didn't hear the break coming up. Hopefully we've got that taken control of. But so I don't know exactly what you heard before or we went off, but what I was saying is that today I want to talk about a dissertation called Slave Speak. And I also wanted to mention that I had watched this series of four films made by the BBC called The Century of the Self. And this four-hour series investigates, you know, how propaganda has been renamed into public relations. So propaganda in peacetime is public relations. And wanted to see how it's used to guide and control the masses through the manipulation of our animal instincts in the subconscious minds of individuals. Again, words are used to trigger emotions in people. And you know, all this goes back to Sigmund Freud and his nephew, Edward Bernays. And Edward Bernays coined the term public relations. And what he did was he was able to delve into people's psyches to determine how and why they buy things. And, of course, how to influence them to buy the things that, you know, whatever company he was working for manufactures. And the series goes through the 20th century, showing first how propaganda was used in war to tell the people what the powers that be wanted them to know and wanted them to think during the war, and then how it was converted to its use in peacetime to create the consumer economy that we're all familiar with today, and to its eventual use in politics to actually determine through focus groups what voters want and how to use these polls to appease the voters and, of course, get them to vote for the person who understands the wants of the people and the voters. Actually, all very, really quite amazing. So I highly recommend watching these four films. Each film is an hour long. We can get a sense of how the people of the United States have been managed from being the hard-working people at the beginning of the 20th century who were, you know, basically only buying those things that they absolutely needed, into the consumers of the world, who now we, you know, celebrate our individuality through the products, goods, and services which we buy. You know, these things represent us, what clothes we wear, what shoes we wear, what computer we carry, what phone we have, what house we live in, what neighborhood it's in. You know, Americans have been brainwashed into the idea about making a statement about who they are by the clothes that they wear and the car that they drive and the neighborhood they live in and how big their mansion is. And it's really amazing to see how easy it's been for the powers that be, you know, to appease the people of the nation. Everyone in this nation's been stripped of their God-given rights and enslaved in a corporate democracy, you know, also known as communism. And to replace their loss of sovereignty and their ability to own property, what it means to me is that the average American today doesn't understand, one, money, or more accurately, the fact that there is no money, and that nobody in this country anymore can extinguish his debt. And most Americans don't understand that debt is not money, and it doesn't function exactly like money. It's kind of a pseudo-money. They don't understand that the bankers have a license to create credit based on your signature. And that the credit card companies that give you a piece of plastic, they don't lend any money at all. They don't have any money to lend. Basically, what people need to understand is the Federal Reserve Bank has stolen everyone's money, all of it. And that, this is very important, I talked about this last week, the U.S. declared bankruptcy and was accepted into bankruptcy. And since the bankruptcy is ongoing, the United States, we really can't go bankrupt. I mean, we're already bankrupt. But what we have to understand, if we default on the sovereign debt, we might not be allowed to borrow any more money as a country. Of course, that would suit me just fine. But it, you know, goes against everything that we're taught, everything that we're brainwashed into, all these words of art that they put into our heads. And of course, you know, when I mention the word of art, what, you know, what immediately comes to mind is lawyer, attorney, you know, the word artist who've written all the words, you know, that enslave us. And I'm trying to get across to people of the United States that if everyone agreed, if everybody knew what was going on and everybody could get on the same page, the bankruptcy could be settled tomorrow. But the powers that be, you know, the international banksters and the Congress and the Senate and all these lawmakers, they don't want to end the bankruptcy. You know, it's a license to steal for the bankers and their lawyers. You know, every court is a collection agent. The IRS is a collection agent for the receiver of the country that's in crisis, you know, that's in bankruptcy. You know, how else can I say it? With that said, I want to devolve just a little bit more for a minute to explain what the Constitution was and what it was designed to do and how it's been destroyed by willful intent, which, you know, I'm sure if we look at the law, it's illegal. And, of course, from my perspective, it's positively unconstitutional. So here's the deal. The Constitution was designed to destroy the total power and control that the King of England had over his colonies here in the United States by dividing the king's power between the three branches of government. And the three branches of government were set up so that the executive branch was charged with, of course, executing the laws. Now, all lawmaking powers were vested in the legislative branch of government, the Congress and the Senate. And, of course, the judicial branch, which declared its job to be to interpret the Constitution, in the case of Marbury versus Madison, 1803, which of course is total nonsense. The Constitution was written in plain English, and they made it as simple as possible in its language so that any, you know, high school graduate should be able to understand the law, and it's set up as the highest law of the land. Now, the purpose of the judicial branch, we need to understand this. The judicial branch of government was and is to keep the executive branch and the legislative branch from operating outside their specifically enumerated powers. That is, to keep each branch in its own little box, thereby assuring the separation of powers as envisioned by our founding fathers. This was the only way to keep the executive or the president from becoming a dictator. So we ask ourselves, what went wrong? Where did the country go wrong? How did we end up where we're at, you know, today? And this always reminds me of the funny, the Indian joke that I told a few weeks ago on the show, you know, which was sent to me again by one of my listeners. When the white man got here, he said, the Indians was running things. There were no taxes. There was no debt. The Indian braves hunted and fished all day. There was plenty of game in the forest. And on the plains, water was clean, fish were abundant, women did all the work. Men could come home at night and make love to their women all night. But where white men went wrong was when they thought that they could improve on the Indian system. Now, you know, I think that's hilarious. But in my mind, where the white men went wrong in this country, we can go right back to a specific point in time. And they decided they could improve on the system of the common law and an asset-based currency. And effectively what they did was they destroyed the republic and stole all the money and replaced it with a debt-based currency. And if we look, this was all done by Franklin Delano Roosevelt, all under the guise of the New Deal, which I euphemistically refer to as the Raw Deal. And here's how FDR corrupted the government and destroyed the separation of powers. And he used what's called the Emergency War Powers Act of 1933 to declare a state of emergency. Then he issued a bunch of executive orders, and he set up the alphabet soup of agencies, the IRS, the CIA, the FBI, and all the other alphabet soup agencies, the BATF. And then, with another set of executive orders, he appointed directors to each of these unincorporated associations. And then, here's where he really went wrong, he delegated lawmaking authority to each of his buddies that he'd named as directors of the agencies. There's only one problem with all these executive orders. The executive does not have lawmaking power to delegate. All lawmaking is to be done by the legislature. Article 1, Section 1 of the Constitution says, all legislative powers herein granted shall be vested in a Congress of the United States, which shall consist of a Senate and a House of Representatives. So, we got to ask ourselves, why didn't the Supreme Court just step in and invalidate the President's executive orders? Well, again, if we look at history, we can see that FDR took his time. He made sure to stack the Supreme Court in his favor. And if we look at it, we can see that it took 8 years, 8 long years from the time the United States of America declared bankruptcy. And remember, I talked about this a couple of weeks ago. In 1928 and 1929 and 1930, the international bankers, you know, invited the governments of the United States and Great Britain and France and Germany and all those, you know, countries to come over to Bern, Switzerland. And basically, they international bankers purposefully caused the Great Depression. And they did it by collapsing the stock market. And they coerced the governments of all these countries into taking bankruptcy. And they knew that once they found the right Supreme Law case, there's our signal. We've got to go back to break. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional. And today we're talking about slave speech.
Attention, ladies. Dr. Arthur Perry is inviting you to participate in a nationwide giveaway of his Miracle Cream Night Skin. If you want smooth, firm skin with healthy collagen and elastin, you are eligible for a free 10-day supply of Night Skin, the skincare formula with proven results. Night Skin works while you sleep to even skin tones on your face and neck, exfoliate, and also reduce the appearance of fine lines. This one amazing cream does the work of four expensive products. If you want firmer, beautiful skin, and you're new to Dr. Perry's Night Skin, you're eligible to have a free 10-day supply rushed to your door. Here's how.
For your free 10-day supply of Night Skin, call 1-800-362-5848. You only pay shipping and handling. Call right now and ask for your free supply of Night Skin. Call 1-800-362-5848 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Phil Pozderek, and you're listening to Positively Unconstitutional on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And I was talking about the separation of powers, which is, you know, the purpose of the Constitution. And, you know, I was saying why the Supreme Court, you know, didn't invalidate FDR's executive orders, which, again, created all these unincorporated agencies or associations who, you know, regulate our lives. And, you know, he gave them lawmaking powers, which, of course, he did not have the power to delegate those things. So, as I was saying before the break, it took 8 years from the declaration of the bankruptcy of the United States for the Supreme Court to find a suitable case. And they used this case to effectively get rid of the common law that existed up until that time. And that case was called Erie Railroad versus Tompkins. And it effectively eliminated common law in the federal zone. So, in other words, there's no common law for subjects of the United States of America. Next thing we have to understand about the separation of powers, as the, you know, intended by the Constitution, is that there is a properly ratified and missing 13th Amendment to the United States, which says in part that no representative in the House or the Senate can have titles of nobility or honors granted from the King of England. Now, that means no lawyers, you know, no esquire. Of course, esquire is a title of nobility, or attorneys are permitted to hold office in the House. And you might ask, well, you know, why only lawyers and attorneys, you know? And because lawyers and attorneys are trained in law. And you can only belong to the judiciary branch of government if you're a lawyer, if you're trained in law. And since the judiciary is the courts, and the lawyers are part of the courts, or they're part of the judiciary branch of the government by definition, then they can't sit in the House and make the laws and then go over and sit in the judiciary and interpret their own laws that they just made. This, again, it ruins the checks and balances between, you know, the different branches of government. Again, we have to understand, when they write these laws, since they're all lawyers and attorneys, the laws are encrypted. That's what the word code means. They're coded. They're undecipherable, supposedly, to the untrained man. And once again, we've lost the separation of power between the legislative, the judiciary, and the executive. And once we start to look at this and we start to examine treaties, like the General Agreement on Trade and Tariffs or the North American Free Trade Agreement, you know, we can clearly see that this constitutes sedition by the lawmakers. You know, this is treason. You can't give away the sovereignty of the country and claim that the treaties are legal and that they supersede the supreme law of the land. And, of course, you know, all this is designed to go around, you know, the Constitution. So how do you take a republic, transform it into this self-serving for-profit democracy? And the way that they did it is pretty simple. They demoralized the people. You know, look at the 1920s, also known as the Roaring Twenties, but they prohibited the sale of alcohol. So this made, you know, most ordinary person that went out to have a drink into a criminal. Again, it demoralized the individual because now, is it right, is it wrong? Well, certainly there can't be anything wrong with an innocent, hardworking guy, you know, stopping off to have a beer on the way home, to consume the fruit of the vine. Then the powers that be worked to destabilize the financial structure of the country, like at the end of 1929 when the banks failed, and at the beginning of the false flag operation known as the Great Depression. Again, this is when the international banksters, they overthrew and they joined the government of all the Western European nations of the world. Great Britain, France, Germany, Spain, they all went and they met in Born, Switzerland, you know, to set up the international the Bank of International Settlements that we know today. You know, finally, after they demoralized the populations and destabilized the banks and the financial institutions, what'd they do? They declared an emergency, and they gave the president dictatorial powers. They gave him the power to delegate lawmaking to his cronies at the IRS, the FBI, the Socialist Security Network. They gave him the ability of the Department of Commerce to pledge your children's life and work to the debt of the United States as witnessed by the inked footprint of every American child on his birth certificate. And this is where we're at today. I think I've got a caller holding out there. Jeff in Massachusetts. Jeff, are you with me?
Oh, yes. Good broadcast. I listened to a few moments of it, and you know what? You're absolutely right on executive orders and everything, but you know what? You talk to your average person. And you ever seen that move, that commercial where the dog is going for the bacon and the dog goes, bacon! And all the dog thinks about is bacon? Well, that's the American people, and that's why, so far, unless the American people get their eyes off the bacon, we are pretty much croaked to having a dictatorship. And people like Obama will use executive orders to turn this country into a communist Fidel Castro hellhole. In fact, it was Abraham Lincoln who first founded executive orders, and guess what? Obama compares himself to Abraham Lincoln. Why is that? Because Abraham Lincoln put America under martial law and was a dictator for a time. And a lot of people don't realize that about Abraham Lincoln.
A lot of people don't realize that, you know, the War Powers Emergency Act of 1935, I mean, this act hasn't been repealed. This is law. I mean, effectively, the Congress and the Senate, the lawmakers are irrelevant. And, you know, the president and the United Nations can go ahead and declare war in Iraq. We don't need the Congress anymore.
Exactly.
You know, an act of war is a law. I mean, this has to be enacted by the Congress, according to the Constitution. But because of the War Powers Emergency Act, the president can do what he wants. He can set up 67 commissars, his czars out there. He can give them these agencies, tell them they can write the laws of the agency any way they want to, and it's all legal.
Exactly.
And of course it's not.
You're exactly right.
You can handle the truth.
And
I think we've got to go back to break here. We're half past the hour. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional, and my guest, Jeffrey in Massachusetts, will be back in just 3 minutes.
Bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light. With its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Today in America, you are facing threats of bank holidays, currency devaluation, confiscation of funds by lawyers and various government entities. We at Panama Legal Offshore Law Firm based in Guatemala have offshore solutions. For instance, we can form an anonymous Hong Kong corporation for you, get you a bank account, a $1 trillion Hong Kong bank that'll let you own 10 different currencies in your account. If one or two currencies go down, the others will go up. You'll have no Hong Kong taxes, strong bank secrecies, no tax treaty with the USA, no need to go to Hong Kong, access your funds online from anywhere in the world, and you can even get an anonymous Visa card without your name on it or in the script through us. So come visit us at PanamaLaw.org. That's www.PanamaLaw, one word, PanamaLaw.org. And you can chat with us on Skype or use our encrypted chat and discuss your needs. Thank you.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at HempUSA.org today.
Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional, and we're speaking with Jeff, our caller from Massachusetts. And Jeff, we're just talking about these executive orders, the illegal executive orders, whereby the president of the United States goes ahead and delegates power that he doesn't possess.
Exactly. you know what? Here's my thought on this, and I was thinking about this in the commercial, which is, since Obama's a Muslim and a Marxist, and since Obama wants to be like Abraham Lincoln, I was thinking, you know what? Wouldn't it be funny if in Obama's second term, Obama finally declares, I'm a Muslim and I'm a Marxist, and I'm going to declare Sharia law in some parts of America, and those unbelievers have to pay a jizya, which is a tax for non-Muslims in that state, and also a reparations tax for all the violence that white people have committed against the poor people around the world. I mean, this guy's a Marxist. I mean, an absolute Marxist.
Well, there's no question about that. And you know, I just made the print. I mean, I just made the comment about, you know, when a child's footprint is inked onto his birth certificate, that he agrees, you know, he becomes a surety, or he's bonded into slavery to pay the debt of the government. And for each child now, that's about $44,000.
Wow.
And you can go out right now and you can see a YouTube video of Congressman, I believe his name is Stephen King, from, he's a Republican from Iowa, I believe. And, basically, this is the, you know, this is the content of, you know, his speech on the floor is that, you know, this footprint is evidence, the footprint on the birth certificate is evidence that they owe the debt. Wow. And then he goes on to say that, you know, of course, we haven't seen one footprint, and he doesn't say Barack Obama's, or as I like to call him, the usurper of the in chief, you know, right. The illegal alien president. I mean, this guy literally is an illegal alien. And we know that he went to school in Indonesia, grade school, and his religion was listed as Islam.
Exactly.
And apparently, somebody has been able to find out that he went to Occidental College on federal assistance as a foreign student.
Exactly.
So, I mean, either he created a felony by defrauding the United States government out of money to pay for his education by calling himself a foreign student, or he, in fact, is a foreigner. Now, exactly. If you're adopted by a foreign country, can you ever become a natural-born citizen again? I don't believe so. But and, of course, we know that his father was, you know, Kenyan. It's just, you know, we can go into that whole thing for all day.
Exactly. But you see, the main thing that we're dealing with is that Obama, I believe, wants to use the use of force to dictate his policy, like in Red China and some other communist third world country. I mean, that's what he wants to do, and he's got enough of the people that would be on his side to do that. And you know, might makes right under communism, and you know what? There are solutions, but they're getting few and far in between, and all this stuff is just semantics. It's we had a coup d'etat in the election. And it's just that simple. And you're right. It goes all the way back, goes to the Bushes and so forth. But this is the worst. And you know what? Solutions. I really don't know at this point. Solutions. I know my state's pretty much gone. I know the Northeast is pretty much gone. I know the media has the minds of the people trapped like in a matrix. So, what is the real solution besides becoming an exile in a country that's free? And so forth, because one day we're not going to be able to talk about this anymore. There'll be an executive order to ban all right-wingers.
And this is what I was going to talk about here going forward in the show, and, you know, is how has the powers that be been able to plant this, you know, spook in our mind that hypnotizes us? Because that's what's wrong. I mean, the entirety of the U.S. population, we have a mass hypnosis. I mean, people really believe that, you know, government is the million-armed, million-legged monster that can control every aspect of your life. And I've got a little treatise that I'm going to read here in a little bit that's 450 years old.
Wow.
And basically what it says is, and this was the name of the third film that I talked about earlier of the Century of the Self, the name of the third part is, there is a policeman inside us that must be destroyed.
Wow, that's deep. I hope things go well with that. But before I get off the air, not everybody's going along with Obama. But you know what the problem is? Demography is destiny. We hit the tipping point to where the poor, the youth have outnumbered the old 60-year-old white guy who still believes that. Of Republican constitutional values, and I'm not talking the Republican Party. So you
right.
See, there is a demographic change going on to where America is becoming practically a third world country with a third world mindset, and these illegals that are coming over the border are going to tip that scale. And you know what? I listened to a local talk show on this, and he said by the year 2030, we'll be an Afro-Chicano, Spanish-speaking country by the year 2030, and this was based upon a Harvard demographer study. So we know where the car is going to.
And you're absolutely right, and this is what I talked about last week, you know, how to destroy the nation. Well, make the nation bicultural, bilingual, multicultural. You know, let all these people keep their, you know, instead of coming to the United States and becoming an American, oh, no, keep your culture. Bring it with you. You know, let the Muslims be over there and let the blacks be over here, the Chicanos over there. And, of course, you know, keep the latest immigrant population, you know, keep them with a 50% dropout rate so they're, you know, the most uneducated and then blame everything on the majority. Blame everything on the whites. Exactly. You know, the reason the blacks and the Chicanos can't exist here is because the majority is just so terrible that, you know, the prejudice is against them. And then you can destroy all the conversation by using words like racist and xenophobe. Yes. Stifles all the conversation. There's only one reason. You're a racist.
You're a hater.
Absolutely.
You know what? You hit the nail right on the head. I mean, that hit the bullseye. And you know what? Another dangerous thing, too, is dual citizenship. There should not be any form of dual citizenship whatsoever in this country when it comes to national policy positions, leadership positions. That should be absolutely done away with. You're either an American or an Englishman. You're either an American or a Mexican. There's no hyphenated America. You cannot.
The biggest problem I have is with lawyers sitting in the legislature. Why? Right. Because the country's in bankruptcy. The Federal Reserve is the receiver. They can print all the money they want. And the lawyers in Congress are paid with Federal Reserve dollars to write the laws for the receiver. I mean, it seems pretty straightforward that until you eliminate that relationship, you ain't going to get a square law.
Conflict of interest. It's just that simple. Conflict of interest. The people in Congress and the legislature ought to be people who are not lawyers. They ought to be, if they are lawyers, make them a small percentage, but homemakers, economists, bricklayers. And I'm not talking about.
I disagree with the second one, economists. You know, I think we should burn all economists on the stake, you know, unless they're Austrian economists. I mean, these Keynesians, I mean, the Keynesians
well,
or whatever
true.
You call
that's
them, they're nuts.
That's true. The Keynesian economics is nuts. Yeah, you're right. Austrian, you're right. I no argument for me. But before I get off the line, it ought to be a diverse group of people. And I'm not just talking about race and ethnicity, but people who work a variety of trades who are just average, regular people that believe in the Constitution, that believe in the Bible, that believe in what America used to stand for. And you know, we...
Let me just agree with you right there and say that, and I don't remember who said it, but he said, it's more important that our legislatures are moral people than being smart people.
That's true.
And, you know, we've always been sold by the Council on Foreign Relations that, oh, you need this genius to, you know, figure it all out for you. You know, the brilliant geniuses that, you know, took LBJ into the Vietnam War and, you know, the brains behind the scenes who tell the president, you know, how to act and what to do. The Dick Morrises of the world,
exactly.
You know, that get the Bill Clintons reelected.
Well, anyways, I thank you for having me on the broadcast, and do have an excellent Saturday.
All right. Well, hey, thanks for your call, Jeff. And I'm going to talk a little bit more. I want to get back to the article that I was so wowed by called Slave Speak. And the author says that the Terracrats... And Terracrat is a word invention of the author Frederick Mann, the author of Slave Speak, and he defines its meaning as a terrorist political bureaucrat. So we got to ask ourselves again, how do the powers that be do it? How do they use words to affect our emotions, to appeal to our baser selves, to manipulate and control us? And if we listen, you know, to somebody like the founder of Dianetics, L. Ron Hubbard, you know, Scientology, he says the answer is the only way you can control people is to lie to them. So if the government's trying to control us, I think I agree with L. Ron on this one, that the government's lying to us. And next, we need to look at what I have to simply refer to as some of the great lie words. Yes, single words in and of themselves can be by definition lies. And if we look at these words and we examine them, we can see how they put us at a severe disadvantage to the powers that be. By not examining our words, by not examining the words that they use against us, that they use to dominate and control us, to lie to us. They can actually use single words that have a lie built in, so that the sentence itself is not a lie, but the actual words within the sentence are lies. And the first word, and I've used it already several times in the show today, and I'm sure that no one who's been listening to the show has even given the mere thought to question the meaning of the word itself as being untrue. And the word I'm talking about, the one of the big, big, big lie words that the powers that be use on us, is the word king. What does the word king mean? What does the word king imply? Well, the king would have you believe that it means that he, and he alone, is God's appointed owner of and ruler of a kingdom, as evidenced by the words, the divine right of kings. So again, a king or a monarch would have us believe that he has been anointed by and appointed by God himself to rule over some land and its people. And if we believe the premise that the right of kings is divine, and it comes straight from God, then it's easy to see that we, the people, are wholly inferior and subordinate to the king. Now, if we extrapolate just a little bit on the word king, we notice one of the other great lie words, and that's the word law. And of course, if we look at law, we know that justice is dispensed in the king's court. So let's think about that. This would imply that the king owns the land, he makes the law, and justice is dispensed in his court. Now, if we go back and we consider again that the Constitution divides the powers of the king into the three branches of government, we come to the next big lie word, government. Government. Government is a lie word in the same context that the word king is a lie. How is it that some people have power over us if we do not give it to them? And to this end, I want to read a discourse here by a French woman who wrote this over 450 years ago. I'm sure I can't pronounce her name. It's Etienne de la Boete, and it's called Discourse of Voluntary Servitude. Again, that's Discourse of Voluntary Servitude. She writes, "He who thus domineers over you has only two eyes, only two hands, only one body, no more than is possessed by the least man among the infinite numbers dwelling in your cities. He has indeed nothing more than the power that you confer upon him to destroy you. Where has he acquired enough eyes to spy upon you, if you do not provide them yourselves? How can he have so many arms to beat you with, if he does not borrow them from you? The feet that trample down your cities, where does he get them if they are not your own? How does he have any power over you except through you? How would he dare assail you if he had no cooperation from you? What could he do if you yourself did not connive with the thief who plunders you, if you were not accomplices of the murderer who kills you, if you were not traitors to yourselves? From all these indignities, such as the very beasts of the field would not endure, you can deliver yourselves if you try, not by taking action, but merely by willing to be free. Resolve to serve no more, and you are at once freed. I do not ask that you place hands upon the tyrant to topple him over, but simply that you support him no longer. Then you will behold him like a great colossus whose pedestal has been pulled away, fall of his own weight, and break into pieces. And there are three basic ways that victims provide support for terrorcrat tyrants. The first way is by voting in political elections. The second way is by paying taxes to the terrorcrat tyrants. And the third is by using the slave speak words of the terrorcrat tyrants. And with that said, we've got to go back to break. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional. I'm your host, Bill Paz Derrick, and we're on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Every day is the weekend, I stay up, so I sleep in. Hey, every day there's a reason, I just do it all over again.
Attention RBN listeners, the freeze-dry guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. And we've been talking a little bit about slave speak here today and lie words. And, you know, if you go out and you read this whole dissertation, and again, the address for that is, let me see if I can find it here real quick. Buildfreedom.com. So if you just go out, do a Google search, go to www.buildfreedom.com, It's /TL/TL07A.html. In any case, yeah, I should be able to find that very easy with just a simple search in Google for slave speak and like that. With that said, I'm going to take our next caller here. I think John in Canada has been holding for a while. John, how are you this fine Saturday morning?
I'm in Tennessee.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, John in Tennessee.
That's all right.
Well, I had two Johns here. One was in Canada, one was in Tennessee. The Canadian caller must have dropped off. He's been holding for a while.
Okay, well, first of all, I would wish you a happy 4th of July. It's more than one day a year, isn't it, Phil? It's a frame of mind that we ought to have every day. When we wake up, we ought to do what we can to preserve it. But we've neglected. We do it once a year, and I've become so disheartened, Phil. We're doing, not only are we blowing off these fireworks, spending millions and millions of dollars to entertain ourselves, who's getting the money? China. You know, we've got flags, these magnetic flags on our cars. We support our troops. Who makes them? Who gets our money? China. And I'm to the point where I'm sickened by it, Phil. You know, we're living such a lie and such an illusion. And people don't realize it. They don't believe it. You and I and others that are like-minded are nutcases because
we're totally nut jobs. What blows my mind is I was in Detroit last week, and I saw an ad on television, a commercial with Dan Marino, former football player, and he's selling Secure Shield house security. He also sells diet stuff, clothes, and I started asking myself, what do I care if a former football player who never won a championship, great quarterback, if he sells, you know, a home security, if he sells diet products, if he sells clothes, why do I care? And it goes back to this whole subconscious, instincts of people and these animal drives that Sigmund Freud discovered, and they use this to appeal to our manliness and, you know, it's incredible.
I've got a home security system. Actually, I've got four or five of them. You know, one's a 40, one's a 45, one's a 303. I mean, I've got my home security system. we can see what's happening. So here they are. You know, Dave Bing, the mayor of Detroit, they're actually bulldozing entire neighborhoods. Probably my old stomping grounds are going to be plowed under so that they can get them back on the farm. All those people up there are going to have work. They may not like what they're doing when they're picking tomatoes and turning over potatoes, but that's what's coming.
My friend Herschel Walker called it the pea farm in Georgia.
Well,
that's where they put all the miscreants to work, and he said there's nothing harder than picking peas.
I don't know.
We've got to go back to break here again. We're at the end of the hour. You've been listening to Positively Unconstitutional on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Up all night, I waste my time. I am fine, but a day behind. Up in my feeling super and happy, but the days are overlapping. My days are
over. With